Hey guys, it's James.
And Samuel.
And we are back with another episode of Down the Rabbit Hole, covering more conspiracy theories.
And can you guess which one we're going to do now? I highly fucking doubt it, because there are so many out there.
Yeah, we are doing the moon landings. I mean,
we are?
Who hasn't done the moon landings?
Fuck, I have everything on the Titanic being sank by the government. God damn it.
Ah. Same thing, really. It's
well,
all lies.
Yeah, same thing. We'll just wing it.
Yeah, so apparently in the 20s, we crash-landed on an iceberg on the moon.
Yeah, that was the whole point of the Titanic.
This isn't right. This isn't right. Fuck.
Instead of the three propellers, there were thrusters that, you know, thrusted it into space, and it hit an iceberg on the moon.
This isn't right.
The government did it, guys. But yeah, we are covering the moon landing, or more specifically, the theory that the moon landing was faked.
A big-ass hoax.
A pretty big one.
Yeah, like moon-sized
hoax. A moon-sized hoax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jesus Christ, there's a lot of crazy stuff.
There's a lot.
I would like some disclaimers before we really get into this one. First off, we are not flat earthers. Don't at me. I know a lot of people flat earthers will start on the moon landing being a hoax, and then that just, well, obviously the moon is flat, or sorry, the earth is flat, because we never landed on the moon. Okay, that's a leap, okay. But also, being that it is September 18th as of this recording, if the raid goes according to plan, I do know a lot of the hoax theories and such revolve around Area 51.
Yeah, specifically that the set would have been created at Area 51, and that a lot of basically images that are allegedly taken of the moon at the time would have actually been just black and white images of the desert.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can actually look at the terrain images between the moon and the desert out in Area 51, and it's very similar.
Well, you can't really look at the desert in Area 51. Not till that raid, though.
Yeah, and then some of the
so
the
we'll know in 2 days.
Yeah, some of the astronauts actually remarked, or one of the astronauts remarked that the terrain looked very similar to the desert as well.
Yeah.
Was that a wink, wink, nudge, nudge there, guy?
Kind of trying to, you know, say something there.
Yeah, and I think, like, a big thing is understanding why the government would have faked this. And the big reason being, A, it effectively, you know, contributed to the bankruptcy of the Soviet Union. It fucked them over because they were pouring a lot of money into it, like money that they probably needed for their infrastructure, considering how horribly they collapsed, you know, just a few decades later. But the big reason is that during the Cold War, you know, the United States and the Soviet Union were basically the two superpowers of the time. And the whole reason the Cold War happened was because these two superpowers were vying for, you know, basically the leadership position of the world. And that's why this was so important. And the reason that the United States needed to get to the moon first was so that they could show the rest of the world, hey, we're more competent than the Soviets. You know, our capitalist system is more competent than communist, which, I mean, naturally it is, but
that's beside the point.
That's completely beside the point. Like, they were trying to make a statement to the rest of the world that we are more competent to lead the world than the Soviets.
Because we led the world to the moon.
Yeah, so that's why this was so important for them to actually, like, at least make it seem like they landed on the moon.
Yeah, to try and gain favor of the onlookers, and the whole world was watching at that point.
Yeah, so that's the big motive. Like, the United States had to win this at all costs. And the funny thing about it is there were a lot of outspoken critics, namely within NASA, within the program itself. Two big ones were Thomas Barron, who was an astronaut who tragically died during a simulation flight. Or no, it wasn't Thomas Barron, I'm sorry. Gus Grissom. Gus Grissom was an astronaut who was killed inside the Apollo 1 aircraft during a simulation flight. There was a fire in the cockpit, and nobody really understands what started the fire. Was it a spark? Was it a loose wire?
Somebody trying to blow off some steam with a cigarette?
Yeah, like, nobody knows what caused the fire, but the thing about Gus Grissom in particular he was an astronaut who was basically going to be the first man on the moon. He was going, like, as his career path was taking him, he was going to be one of the astronauts that landed on the moon. Thing about Gus Grissom, though, he was very outspoken against the program.
He
was like,
he thought
this
whole thing was a bust.
Yeah, he said, like, this is going to needlessly get people killed. It's not going to work. You know, he was not for it at all. And the thing is, if this was a hoax, if this was, you know, planned out, the astronauts that are going to be landing on the moon have to know. Because, you know, they're going to find out when they don't go to the moon.
Yeah.
Well, Gus Grissom was killed in that accident. And it is thought among theorists that he was silenced. Because, okay, like,
bad
these astronauts, like, well, these astronauts, they're not quite as cooperative as we need them to be. Chances are, like, he's already outspoken, like, and against this. If we fake this, he's gonna go live with it pretty quick. So
not
it's
to mention
implied
that
he was killed.
Not to mention that plants seeds of doubt in the other astronauts.
Yeah.
They would have been less willing to go through with it. They would have lost their primary resource, being people willing to try.
Yeah.
Because he was very open about how he thought the whole thing was not gonna work. He even I don't remember what day it was. It was before something major, before some big press conference of some sort. But he took a coat hanger with a lemon on it and hung it in front of some big NASA project. I think it was their rocket.
Yeah.
He hung it in front of one of their projects saying that it's a lemon, which is commonly understood as it's a bust, it's just, it's bullshit. Ha ha, they're putting too much into this and it's never going to work. And that was what he was getting across. He was their top astronaut, and he had no faith in them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's bad for morale. It's bad for the other astronauts. It's bad for trying to get funding and such, because it makes the whole thing look bad.
Yeah,
you don't want that when you're trying to race to the moon.
No, you don't. But following the Apollo 1 incident, Thomas Barron, who did the safety checks on Apollo 1 as it was being built, after the incident, testified before Congress about it. He had a 500 pages of documents, like, for his testimony and everything.
That's a fucking book.
Yeah. And
he wrote the book on what was wrong with this.
He testified before Congress that basically the Apollo mission in its entirety was in such disarray that the United States was never going to make it to the moon. Like, it was such a clusterfuck that there was no possible way that they were going to get this organized enough to be able to make it to the moon. And the funny thing is, and by funny, I mean, you know, not funny, ha-ha, funny, queer, a week after he testified before Congress, he was killed. His car was struck by a train, killing him, his wife, and his daughter.
Ain't that
a week
something?
After he testified before Congress, stating that the Apollo mission was in such disarray that it would never be successful.
No.
So there were clearly big fucking issues.
So there was already
going on.
There was already doubt within NASA. So they didn't have any belief that they were going to make it to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to do something. They had to make it at least look like they went to the moon.
And the thing is, there was failure after failure.
Oh, my
God.
Like,
there were so many rocket tests. Manned and some not. People died. But there were many failed tests.
There was even one of the LEM tests.
Mm-hmm. Neil Armstrong himself was piloting it. And he almost died.
Yeah, the lander that they were using to go down to the moon, or allegedly using to go down to the moon,
mm-hmm.
They were testing it on Earth before testing it on the moon, which makes no fucking sense because the physics are drastically different on the moon. It's smaller.
I mean, imagine
it's a smaller mass of gravity.
If you can do it on Earth, you can sure as hell do it on the moon.
Maybe. It would throw off the characteristics.
Yeah.
But they were testing it on the Earth just to try and get a feel for it, and one of the guys that was behind the design of it said that it had, you know, a central engine and thrusters on the sides to control the attitude of it. And if you moved an inch, it would throw off the center of gravity and it would fuck up everything. You would go spinning out of control. And that's what Neil Armstrong did.
Yeah, he almost flipped the thing upside down, managed to correct it long enough to eject himself. Like, you can look at the
video. Eject himself upwards, not downwards.
Yeah. he managed to stabilize it just long enough to eject himself, and the lander actually crashed and exploded like less than a second after he ejected.
Yeah, he could have been a dead man.
Like, he was close to dying.
I mean, now I think he is a dead man, isn't he? Didn't Armstrong die?
I don't know if he did.
It's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant at this point. But did you know that, like, Armstrong was, like, Buzz has been relatively public about everything, but Armstrong, I think he did, like, one or two interviews, and it was just radio silence for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
He was very quiet, and apparently he became an alcoholic after the fact. If I'm not mistaken, he became an alcoholic.
He drinks to forget.
It makes me wonder if he was, like, guilty, like, had a guilty conscience. But, you have to think with, like, the, all the money being poured into it, the constant failures, the Russians had already launched not only a satellite, but also put somebody into space. It got to the point, it's like, okay, the Russians are making all these leaps and, like, leaps and bounds and great strides towards actually making it to the moon. Meanwhile, we're just having failure after failure, pouring
crashing
all this money into it.
Crashing,
we literally have people within NASA saying it's in such disarray, it's impossible. You know, it gets to the point, it is both cheaper and easier to just build a fucking set.
Yeah.
Like, build a set and fake the landing. Like, you're so not going to fake them taking off and going into orbit. Like, people are going to be there to watch that. Of course, like, I don't doubt that happened.
At that point, they're effectively behind the curtain.
Well, exactly.
Who's to say if they're actually going to the moon?
Exactly. So, all they had to do is orbit the Earth for a few days and then come back.
Yeah.
But it got to the point where it would have been phenomenally easier. Mind you, like, NASA, I believe, had a $40 billion budget for the Apollo program.
Which back in the 60s was a lot.
It was hundreds. But it was a lot of money. And it would have been easy to just set aside a little bit of that budget to build a set.
Yeah. Like, small, just literally, a basic little set off on
with
the side.
With $1 or $2 billion of that budget set aside, especially back then with the spending power of the dollar being phenomenally better, they could have easily built a very believable set to fake the moon landing.
At least believable to people in the 60s who didn't know a lot about altering and editing video and photographic evidence.
Yeah. But before we actually go about, you know, getting to the moon, or like being on the moon, there's one thing to consider, and that's the Van Allen radiation belt.
Yeah.
Now, the Van Allen radiation belt is thousands of miles thick belt of radiation around the Earth. And as of today, the only manned spaceflight to allege to have crossed the belt was the Apollo mission. Every other manned spaceflight, you know, including going to the ISS and what have you, has always been beneath the radiation belt.
Because it's deadly.
Very deadly.
You can die. If you don't die, you might get cancer. There's all kinds of shit that can go wrong. And
also, on top of that, no astronauts on the Apollo mission suffered any illnesses relating to their spaceflight.
At all. They literally looked like they just spent a week up in orbit.
Mm-hmm.
Because
and
they
even,
probably
even
did.
Following, because a lot of radiation-based cancers can come on decades later. No, a lot of them are, like, well into their old age and still nothing.
No,
like,
difference.
Chances are they would have, I mean, people from Chernobyl and Pripyat, like, fucking caught shit a lot sooner, even if they weren't in the direct fucking blast. But the Van Allen radiation belt is something to really consider, considering the lander that they were in, like, the ship they were in, was just thin aluminum.
Yeah, it was just enough to be airtight and hold compressed air inside for them to breathe.
Yeah, because it had to be super lightweight. Now, you go to the dentist, or you go just to the doctor, say you get a chest x-ray, and they put this heavy-ass lead vest over you, just to get an x-ray done. Meanwhile, this thin aluminum craft is supposed to protect against the radiation belt surrounding the Earth.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. No. Aluminum's not very resistant to radiation. There's a reason lead is used in place of aluminum.
And, if I'm not mistaken, the craft more than likely was not lined in lead.
No.
If it was, it would have been heavier.
It would have been too heavy.
Yeah, that would have fucked up their fuel. It would have fucked up their weight. It would have done a lot of things.
But they had to build this thing to be as lightweight as possible.
Which means no lead.
Yeah, so and the funny thing about that is Boris Volynov, who is a cosmonaut, actually testified that basically one of the biggest reasons the Russians abandoned their plan to send men to the moon was because of radiation. Like, that was a large part. Like, they actually, later on in the Cold War, gave up on sending people to the moon because of radiation.
Yeah. And up until America allegedly went to the moon, the Russians were leading the space race.
Oh, definitely.
They were leaps and bounds ahead. How would they not have considered that? How would they not have been able to have the technology to compensate? And how did America come up out of fucking nowhere and just, boom, we know everything, we're going, we're good.
Yeah.
Radiation? Fuck it. We're Americans. Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
No, it really doesn't. It doesn't make any sense at all. But, now when you come to actually being on the moon,
inconsistencies abound. Well, actually, it's actually less inconsistency and more consistency.
Yeah, consistency of this doesn't make sense.
No, the consistency of, say, the backdrops, the background in the photos. There's multiple photos where the background looks exactly the same.
Yeah, and you would think, okay, it's just two pictures of the same location. No, take this for example. There are two pictures. One with the lander, which the only time the lander moved was when it landed and when it left. There was a picture like with the lander and without the lander, and the backgrounds were identical.
They're basically the exact same picture, because it's not just the background, it's the foreground. Like, mm-hmm. those pictures were identical, except one had the lander in it.
Yep.
Which could be evidence of it being taken in a set, could be evidence of video or photo editing going on, mm-hmm. could be evidence of both, but it's an identical picture. They're both the same, and it makes no sense that the whole Earth or the whole moon looks the same all around. There has to be some differences.
Yeah, like, because like the picture we're talking about,
the exact same terrain.
Well, like, the thing about the picture we're talking about as well is there was like a little mountain range in the back, or I guess range of hills. And that's what looked exactly the same. I mean, as well as, you know, the flat land, you know, coming off of the hills, but the hills themselves looked exactly alike.
All the same. It literally looked like they took a picture, dropped the lander, and then took another picture. Like, what? Did you take this picture and then move the lander? You didn't move the lander. You didn't have the fuel for that, allegedly.
Yeah. But you mentioned the photos and the potential of them being doctored. Also, if you look at any of the pictures of, like, coming off of the Apollo missions, the cameras themselves had little crosshairs that were etched into the cameras. So these crosshairs were going to be in every single picture.
Right on the lens.
Is etched into the lens. In multiple photos, you can see that the equipment, and also in some cases the American flag, are seen covering the crosshairs.
Which makes no fucking sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Unless you took the picture, crosshairs and all, and then you I don't know what the technical terminology would have been back there, but effectively copy-paste shit, and it, you know, being in layered editing, that whole picture you just took is your first layer. Yeah. Anything you add to this picture is going to be second, third, and so on. Mm-hmm. So it'll cover that well, because they want it to be seen in the foreground, they're going to be covering their background picture, which would cover the crosshairs that are a part of the background picture.
Yep.
Why would you do this? Someone fucking sucked at what they did. Editing.
They took thousands of pictures, so I imagine, like, after a while, like, it's human nature. You're gonna get sloppy when you're doing a tedious,
sloppy and lazy.
When you're doing a very tedious task like that for God knows how long, there's gonna be slip ups, especially with the volume of pictures.
A lot of the pictures realistically looked like they were just taken out in Area 51 or in the desert surrounding, and they just copy pasted some shit in there. Like, hey, go get all these pictures and we'll edit it later. because. If they actually took all the equipment out there into the open desert, God knows who would see it. That's a dead giveaway that it's a hoax. So they had to take them just the pictures.
Yeah.
Solely pictures alone, no equipment, and they have to edit all that in later. Now, the videos you see with people, equipment, whatever, those were more than likely done in a set. Those had to be done in a set because they couldn't do it outside. Again, obviously a hoax. But another thing pointing towards it being a set is there's no fucking stars. You look at...
Yeah, there's none at all.
The backgrounds of any of the photos, of any of the videos, there's no fucking stars. And you can see out, you know, from here on Earth, there's a lot of fucking stars out there.
Yeah.
I'd imagine you can see even more when you're actually on the moon. With less interference from the atmosphere and the clouds and so on and so forth, you can see a lot more stars a lot clearer. But there was nothing. You look at any of those photos, the only things you see in the background, sometimes the sun, sometimes the Earth. That is all. You don't see stars. And we know that there's stars out there.
But are there?
The Earth is flat. The moon is fake. There's no stars.
There are no stars.
Stars are not
real. We're in a snow globe of God. But, and also pointing to, like, the lighting issues. If you see the pictures, like... In the pictures, you'll see shadows being cast in multiple directions.
With only one source of light.
Yeah, because they had no external sources of light. No artificial light was supposedly with the Apollo mission. All of their light was supposed to have been from the sun. Well, you actually have shadows being cast in several directions, implying that there was artificial light.
Not to mention photos of things that were in shadows. You could see in a picture... There would be light all around, and then someone would be in the shadow of their lander, and you can very clearly make them out.
Yeah, and like one of the arguments as well, you know, the moon's surface is very reflective. You know, you just look up at it, and you see. It's like, yeah, it is reflective. Then why does the shadow exist in the first place? Why is the reflectiveness of the moon's surface only affecting the equipment or the astronaut and not the rest of the shadows?
Yeah. Why is the whole thing... Why is the backdrop black and not white, basically? Why are these photos not of just white if it's that damn reflective? Their excuses are inconsistent. It doesn't make any sense.
It really doesn't.
Because you can see very clearly things that are in shadows that should otherwise be damn near pitch black. And that's another fun thing, is the potential temperature change. There is nothing out there... to control temperature.
No.
If you are in a shadow,
it's gonna be cold as fuck.
It's cold. It's estimated about 250 degrees below zero. I believe Fahrenheit?
Probably
Fahrenheit. Americans and all that. But estimated 250 below. Outside of a shadow, being in direct light, there's nothing protecting you from the heat. It's
also the radiation as well.
And that too. But it's estimated to be approximately 250 degrees over zero.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either really fucking hot or really fucking cold. And they wouldn't have had an accurate way of making equipment to test for that if they hadn't landed on the moon before.
Mm-hmm.
So being that it was the first mission and it was a great success and everything was good, how did anything survive? Anything. How did any of this survive? Like, it doesn't add up.
No, and then when it comes to actually leaving the moon, they had video of the lander actually, you know, launching off the moon and headed back to Earth. Now, when this thing... Well, actually, no, let's go back to when it landed. When it landed, there was no blast crater.
None.
There, like, the ground beneath it was completely undisturbed.
It hit with around, what, 20,000 pounds of force?
It was 1,500 to 2,000 pounds.
Oh, whatever. Still a lot of force.
A lot of force.
Enough to make a fucking crater. And there was no crater. There, you see the pictures of the lander, and the ground under it is perfectly smooth, as though it just gently... came down from the heavens and sat nice and neatly on it. It was not that graceful. It was fucking violent. A giant aluminum lander just smashed into the ground. First, how did the lander survive? It's aluminum. Second, how did it not make a crater? Like, this whole thing, they made it up to be more of it was gently placed there, when in reality it was effectively catapulted there. It was hurled.
But yeah, there was a lot of force coming off of the rocket to slow the thing down to be able to make a landing. The rocket should have at least stirred up the dust. And if you look at the pictures of the arms on the lander, there's no dust covering them. Like, they're completely squeaky clean. Like, the dust, like, the ground beneath is just completely undisturbed.
It was gracefully placed by the heavens, so of course it's going to be squeaky clean.
It was a snowflake in the snow globe of God. The earth is flat, the moon is fake. But,
Another thing, those thrusters that were trying to, you know, parachute it down effectively, those thrusters, they make a lot of fucking noise. Supposedly around 140 to 150 decibel range. That's a lot of noise. How do you not hear those at all? And you hear the astronauts talking clearly.
Yeah, with no rumbling or anything.
Nothing.
Like, I mean, of course, in space, you're not going to hear sound. Within the cockpit, however, you are going to at least, like, you're going to hear something coming off of those things.
Something. Because it's not all solely external. They didn't have soundproofing. They probably didn't have lead lining. Why would they soundproof between the engines and the cockpit? They didn't have soundproofing, so you'd at least hear something from those engines.
Mm-hmm.
And dead silence.
Yep.
Absolutely dead silence.
But when you come to actually coming back, when the lander launched, there was no exhaust plume.
No. It looked like it was just... It just shot up.
Shot up into the air, like it was lifted by a cable. But there was no exhaust plume. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, there was no blast crater from it, you know, ejecting upwards or anything.
Nothing.
So, doesn't make sense.
Which... Why? It doesn't add up. Their landing, their takeoff doesn't make any fucking sense. I'm stuck on that. I'm stuck on how little sense that makes. Like,
yeah, I know that one of the...
You would think that they would at least compensate. Like, they made... It was believable special effects for the time.
Well, you also have to think at the time, yes, that was believable special effects, but, you know, it took a minute. Like, it's estimated that right now about 20% of Americans believe that we never went to the moon. It took a minute for that sentiment to build, for evidence to be studied and released, like people, you know, introducing it in another light. At the time, this was the 60s, during the height of the Cold War.
And the height of
nationalism,
boomers.
And the height of boomers. Nationalism
boomers.
Was rampant at this time.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, if the government says something, it's true. No question about it.
They were going to eat that shit up.
So, and
statism
still
makes
do.
You hungry for it.
And people still do. People still cannot comprehend the idea of the government lying. And really, with like all of this considered, you kind of just have to sit and ask yourself, you know, you're in this position where it's you or another person, and you're vying for the role of superiority. They are making great strides ahead of you in proving that they're superior, and you're falling behind. So what would be easier? To actually send people to the moon.
Which you're proving you fucking can't do.
Yeah. Which would be easier? To send them to the moon, or to build a set and fake it.
And the thing is, it's impossible to make claims to the contrary of the official story, and it's impossible to make claims of the official story. Neither of them can be proven as 100% true. Mm-hmm. It's difficult for us to say that they haven't been to the moon because, well, we can't go to the moon, scan it for evidence that they haven't been there, and then say, oh, well, they weren't here. And
not with that attitude. I'll build a fucking ladder.
Good idea. But then they can very easily get away with saying, yeah, we went there and just trust us. We have videos and pictures. Okay, those are more than likely faked and doctored. Yeah. Well, we say it's real. Would we lie to you? And if so, why?
Oh, like I stated in the beginning of this, so we know exactly why.
You had your lie in the first place, and now you're continuing to lie to hold up the first lie, and you just keep lying and lying. What government does? Now, as far as claims of evidence backing the moon landing.
Yeah.
There have been other independent space missions since then. Japan launched some, India launched some, China launched some. None of them have set foot on the moon. None of them have actually walked on the moon yet, but they have... I saw a lot of them said that they had little orbital things scanning the moon for stuff, and the closest evidence I was able to see in it was they said that they found a remnant exhaust plume of the lander taking off.
Which is funny, because in the video of the lander taking off,
there was no exhaust plume. Like, oh yeah, we found what looks like a remnant exhaust plume. Really? Because there weren't any. So you found bullshit.
Yeah.
Did you find any craters where they took off? That'd be nice.
Yeah, but with all this said, as per the Trump administration, apparently they have instructed NASA to achieve a manned lunar landing in 2024. So I guess in the next 5 years, we'll see if that happens.
That's another big thing. If we did go to the moon in the 60s, why haven't we been back? Why? What happened to all the technology?
The idea that we have, the reason we haven't gone back is we don't have the, like, basically the need. Like, the what drove
but
us going.
We got the want.
Yeah, but like what drove us going the first time was the Cold War. That was the motivation. Why now?
Okay,
communists. The reason that Trump is wanting to go to the moon right now is he wants to establish bases on the moon by 2024, or in 2024, so that they can have basically a launch pad, like a station to launch from, to go to Mars. Because it would be easier to get to Mars from the moon than from Earth.
Definitely by fuel costs.
Because NASA is hoping to get a manned mission to Mars by the 2030s.
Or at least fake one.
Or at least fake one.
Check out Capricorn.
I feel like it would
1.
Be far more beneficial to actually put people on Mars than it would be to fake it. At least in today's political climate, unless we have another Cold War breakout between SpaceX and the federal government, NASA and SpaceX, the new Cold War.
I'd be for it. I'm on SpaceX. So let's do this.
But yeah, with
or if we get all the communists to band together again, communists listening, stand in solidarity so we can go to the moon, please, and then to Mars, please.
But, yeah, with all that said, there are a lot of discrepancies when it comes to the lunar landing. A lot of evidence that points to it didn't happen. But, say we've basically went over a lot of it. There are a lot of documentaries you can also watch on this with people.
So many.
With
oh
people
my God,
actually
so many.
Presenting the evidence in very, very good ways.
And hopefully we get more evidence in a couple of days here when people hopefully actually raid Area 51. Don't make it just a meme. Make that your life. Go raid Area 51. I want to know.
Fuck them up, fam.
Yeah.
But with that said, that has been another episode of Down the Rabbit Hole. Don't forget to tune in next week for the final conspiracy theory we will be covering. And funny thing is, that was actually the second one that we chose, and it's the last one we're doing.
Yeah.
But stay tuned for that. Also, this weekend, make sure you tune in for another episode of A Week in Anjo. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the better sound quality.
Yeah, this new mic is fun.
Hopefully you guys are enjoying... Oh God, he poked your ear. he fucked your ear holes. But hopefully you guys are enjoying the new sound quality, and hopefully you guys are enjoying this month's series on conspiracies. I mean, and like the thing is, we're not trying to do like a documentary here. This is more like us going over basic evidence and then giving our take on it.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's a podcast, not a docu-series.
Yeah.
So
it's fun for us.
Yeah, it's just like a little fun thing where like we basically throw in our two cents about what we think of everything. Which is really the whole podcast in general.
Basically, it's what we do.
That's all Voices of Volunteerism is. But thank you guys for tuning in and listening. I think James is really tired because he is not as talkative tonight.
I'm getting sleepy. It's been a week, guys. It's been a difficult week. This is my third Monday in a row this week.
Yeah, it has been a rough week. I'm just glad that I got off work before 8:30. So, with that said, thank you guys for tuning in. We hope to see you this coming weekend.
Yeah.
So, take it easy and don't die.